It's J.P. Ricciardi who joins us on Primetime Sports. J.P., how are you? Long time.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Is it bizarre to you that these 7 years have flown by as quickly as they have?
No, not really. It's, no, not really.
A lot's gone on. What do you remember about bringing those two guys in here and the kind of impact that they were able to make?
Well, I think when we brought them in, it was different circumstances. Obviously, Scott Rolen had requested a trade, and we were having a hard time moving him. And we finally were able to match up with Cincinnati, and we knew we needed a third baseman back. And so we took Edwin back, knowing that he had some power in his past, but he was struggling when we got him. And, he's taken off since the time he's become a Blue Jay. And, obviously we were able to get two other players in that trade. So it was a good trade all the way around for us. And then Batista was just one where we were really fortunate. We got to see him play a lot in spring training. We played the Pirates. We thought he'd be a guy that could really help us out in a situation that could play some third. At the time, he could play some second. He could play the outfield, maybe even some first base. We just thought there was a lot of ways that we could possibly, get him in the lineup. We thought there was a little more power there than he had shown. We never thought there'd be 50 home runs.
Right.
But we thought he was capable of 20. And, bouncing him around, kind of making a super utility guy out of him. The same way when we acquired Scudero, we were going to do the same thing with him, bounce him at short, bounce him at second, bounce him at third, maybe a little in the outfield, and just try to get him in the lineup. And, he settled in and became a really good shortstop for us. So, all three of those guys, they really played well for us in Toronto, and it's hard to believe they've been there this long, but it's been fun to watch them continue to contribute to the Jays.
JP, I mean, Bautista, in so many ways, until the arrival of Josh Donaldson, became the face of the franchise. Did you imagine that he could do that?
No. I don't think anybody that, when you draft players, when you trade for players, I think you have an idea of what you hope that they will be. I think anybody to sit here and tell you that, you're going to draft a player and you think he's going to be the face of the franchise, or you're going to trade for player and think he's going to be the face of the franchise. I think anybody who tells you that, I think they'd be lying to you. I think in our case, we just thought we were getting good players. And, just like Scudero became a good player when he got to play. We had an opportunity for Batista to play more, and he took advantage of it. And, he's really made himself an unbelievable player and, probably one of the better Blue Jays to ever play.
Was a bigger selling point for him was his arm from right field, or just his arm, period?
No, his flexibility. He could play third. We thought he could play second. We knew we could play the outfield. So it was his flexibility and being able to bounce him around all those positions at the time.
Yeah, and Scudero, once he left Toronto, went to Boston, ultimately won a World Series with the San Francisco Giants. J.P. Ricciardi joins us on Primetime Sports. It's the Blue Jays and the Orioles playing the final regular season game at Rogers Center tonight. May very well be the last time Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion play a regular season game in this building as members of the Blue Jays. JP, what has surprised you more of the two guys? Was it Encarnacion just being resilient, a guy who was on and off the 40-man roster, who was put on waivers, who was claimed by other teams, and ultimately came back here? Or is it Bautista, who for a number of years remained one of baseball's most dominant power hitters?
I'd have to say Jose. I mean, for what he's done, Edwin in the past had hit 20 home runs. He kind of tapped a little bit of his potential.
Right.
With still some more room to go. But I think Jose, if anybody would tell you that 7 years later, Batista would have been the player that he's become, I think they would really be stretching a little bit. So I'd have to say he's been the one who's probably come above and beyond and really grown more than Edwin. Although Edwin's continued to, evolve as a player, but my bet would be Jose.
So here we are in Toronto. We're all focused on the Blue Jays. They're one game up on Baltimore. Detroit's knocking at the door. Seattle's not far behind. And then we look at your club, the Mets, a game and a half into the wild card, and they've got the Giants and the Cardinals. I mean, it's really, in many ways, the wild card in both leagues mirroring each other, it's going to be quite a finish, isn't it?
Yeah, the playoffs have been absolutely great. You know, you wish this was done a little earlier.
Right.
You know, in some cases, you know, I wish we were the year we came in second place and won 87 games. It would have been nice to make the playoffs, but I'm glad baseball's gone to this. It's been great. I think, you know, the Blue Jays got a great club. There's three really good teams fighting for that spot. You know, in our division, we kind of control our own destiny now where, mm-hmm. you know, if we go to Philadelphia and just take care of business, you know, we're in the lead, so we control our own destiny, which is a nice thing to do. And in some cases, Toronto does too. You know, if you win out, you're going to be in a position to be a playoff team. Tonight is a huge game for both those clubs, kind of a swing game. But I think it's been great. I think it's been great for baseball. It's been nice to see the crowds in Toronto. It's been nice to see the excitement all across baseball. And, you know, I know in New York we're excited to get back to the playoffs and kind of build on what we did last year.
JB, I mean, build on where you went last year. You get all the way to the World Series, but it's the pitching that's become a real issue now. It seems one arm after another. Whenever you look at the ticker on the television, it's another Mets pitcher is being shut down. How are the arms holding up at this point?
Well, we've had two young kids that have really stepped up, Seth Lugo and Robert Gsellman. And, you know, we drafted those guys, and obviously it came through our system. And they've really given us a shot in the arm when we needed it. You know, Colon's been unbelievable. He's been the guy that's taken the ball every fifth day. Syndergaard's been great. He's taken the ball every fifth day. So those guys, the younger players, have picked up the slack we lost with Mats and DeGrom and Harvey. And obviously Wheeler didn't pitch for us this year. So we've been blessed that we have a little bit of depth that can pick up the slack. Our bullpen's been good, especially eighth and ninth inning. So it's been a great job by a lot of our young kids in picking up the dead weight that we needed to just get over the hump with. So, you know, our credit goes to our player development, our scouting for being able to have those guys. And we've been fortunate every year. You know, it's been a Mats that's come off. It's been a DeGrom that's come off. And, you know, the nice thing for us is all these guys will be healthy again next year. So we'll have a little bit more depth, which, as you see with pitching, you never have enough of it.
Yeah, you never have enough arms. Ain't that the truth?
Get through the wild card, though. I think it's the Cubs. I mean, it's the Cubs. I mean,
yeah.
They've done everything right?
Yeah, the Cubs have played great. And, you know, the one thing about playing the Cubs, obviously we played them last year in the playoffs, and we had dominant pitching, which was, I think, enabled us to get through that series. But, you know, I look at the Cubs, and all the pressure's on the Cubs. There's no pressure on anybody else but the Cubs. I mean, they've been picked
right
to win. They've done everything to win. They got a great club. But when you play the Cubs, they're the ones who've got to kind of finish off what they've been talking about and doing. And sometimes the pressure's on the wrong team, and that could work in someone's favor. But I hope it's us that has an opportunity to play them.
Right on.
JP, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for the visit. Continued success down there in New York, and hopefully we'll see you at some point in October.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.